NPR's Mike Schuster joins us now. Mike, tell us more about the extraordinary statement by Osama bin Laden earlier this afternoon. Give us a sense of what he said.
Well, bin Laden just appeared on American TV networks in a tape that was pre-recorded before the attacks today, and it was released by Al Jazeera Television, which comes from the Gulf state of Qatar, and it's seen throughout the Arab world. It's fairly clear that bin Laden and several of his aides had made this tape in anticipation that there would be American strikes in Afghanistan. And essentially what the tape was a call to action to the entire Muslim world to rise up and attack the United States, in the way that American leaders and British Prime Minister Tony Blair have emphasized that this is not a war against Islam. Bin Laden essentially took to the airwaves to say, yes, it is a war against Islam, and it's the duty of all Muslims to rise up and strike at the enemy. At the end of his statement in particular, he said that Americans won't feel safe until Islam's war is done with the goals of supporting the Palestinian people and removing the forces of the infidel, that is the United States, from the land of Muhammad, by which he appeared to have meant Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm. It was a cool and sophisticated tape, and certainly aimed at the two things that you said. I can't think of anything like it from Saddam Hussein during Gulf War times. Is the State Department taking seriously? It's warning Americans abroad for possible massive reaction. Is that what this tape, you think, is calculated to do? Provoke fear.
There's no question about that. The State Department and the intelligence community warned before today that should there be, or when there would be, American retaliation for the September 11th attacks, that the probability was very high that there would be additional terrorist attacks on Americans. As far as we can tell, neither the intelligence community nor the State Department has a specific idea of where those attacks could come from, but because the attacks were so devastating on September 11th, they're on a high state of alert both internally and around the world for possible retaliation by bin Laden's forces or other terrorist networks that are supporters of bin Laden.
Mike, in this tape, apart from saying the words, it was me, I did it, he certainly acknowledges responsibility for the attack and calls it a glorious thing. You've been following the evidence in the investigation against the Al-Qaeda network. Can you recap that a bit for us?
Well, American investigators, the intelligence community, and the FBI immediately assumed, because the attacks on September 11th had many of the same hallmarks as similar attacks that have been claimed responsibility from bin Laden in the past, that bin Laden and his Al-Qaeda network were prime suspects. Since that time, they've accumulated a mountain of evidence in the form of communications intercepts and email communication between the hijackers and overseas, and a great deal on the money trail of money transfers, it looks like to the tune of perhaps as much as $500,000 to finance these efforts. And so at this point, the investigators are quite certain that it was that the ultimate responsibility lays with bin Laden. They've even identified several of bin Laden's key aides, one whose name is Mohammed Atef, as someone who actually planned this. The specific connections between the hijackers and Al-Qaeda and the people around bin Laden are still a little bit murky. There's no question that that Mohammed Atta, who was one of the key hijackers, is connected to Al-Qaeda, and that he received money from Al-Qaeda and then actually wired money back that he didn't use right before the attacks.
Do you think this tape puts bin Laden right, he's always been in front, but perhaps tells any wavering governments that this is the guilty party?
I think not. It will remove any of the conspiracy theories that have floated around the Muslim world that it was the Israelis who did it to provoke a war with Islam. And it's, although bin Laden doesn't take direct responsibility, he certainly doesn't disavow it, and he calls on Muslims all over the world to mount attacks like it.
Okay. NPR's Mike Schuster, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jackie.